Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Finance Diaries. My name is Stephanie, and I'm here to help you learn everything about personal finance knowledge that there is to know. All the things that they didn't teach you in school, that your friends and family don't really talk about, and that's quite frankly kind of treated like it's a secret. You could even say a secret diary. I'm here to unlock and open that diary for you. So I welcome you today to the Finance Diaries. I want to talk to you today about how the people that we surround ourselves with will help dictate our present and future personal finance and goal accomplishment. So I'm going to start with a statement, and you can think about how much it resonates with you. You are the average of the five people that you are closest to. So this is a genuine, real statement. You can look it up if you'd like. And this statement talks about how when you take the five people that you're closest to, whether they're your friends, your coworkers, your family, whoever, that you work out to be an average of them. So maybe this doesn't make you really happy. Or maybe you're like, wow, these people are awesome and I love to hear that. Or maybe you think that it's true and you're like, that maybe that's not the best situation for me. Maybe that's not really the reflection that I want to be. And it's entirely possible that you could accomplish things on your own without being this 95% that's dictated by your five friends. But that is really the world's weight on your shoulders in accomplishing things. It means that every time that you're looking for a resource or knowledge or information sharing, that you would need to do it on your own and self-initiate it. And if there's a way for it to be easier and for you to have these daily, day in, day out conversations that help inspire you and align you, then why wouldn't you want to have them? So this doesn't just apply to the people you spend time with, but it also applies to the content that you consume. Whether it's consciously or subconsciously, the media you listen to, the social media you interact with, the pages you follow, all this kind of stuff can elevate you or hold you back. And what I want to talk about here is just a little side note on how I changed what was being consumed and not in the best way by me. I've always been an eternal optimist. You can ask anyone from my school reports to my work reports to everyone that I'm surrounded with, it's always the comment I've gotten the most in my life is how positive I am and how I'm always joyous and an optimist and all this different stuff. And I noticed in the last year and a half that I guess you could say my light had dimmed a little bit. I wasn't feeling as positive and I wasn't really getting these remarks about positivity. And to me, it really was and is a part of who I am, of being positive. So a funny side note is that my Hebrew name is Zohar, which actually means bright shining light. So it really is a part of my identity. And I was trying to figure out why exactly this light had dimmed. And I realized one day when I was scrolling on social media that almost every single one of the meme pages that I was seeing were all things that were making jokes out of bad situations and kind of like morbid and sad humor. And I realized, like, how is this benefiting me? What is this doing for me that is good? Because this doesn't seem good at all. If anything, I was looking at a meme that was upsetting me and then I was having a rotten morning because of it. And this isn't the way that we should be consuming our content, because we're making a choice on what we follow, and why would I follow something that is expressly making me unhappy? So what I did is that I started unfollowing all these pages, and then if you unfollow one page, it suggests similar pages. And I was going through these and I was just looking at them, realizing that I wasn't at all happy with this content. And instead, what I started to do was I thought of content that would make me happy. So I thought of a few pages that had good news rather than sad news. So I had a few of those that I follow. I followed people that inspire me. I followed people that talk about having positive mindset. And I followed things that I found would uplift me. And I realized after doing this exercise that over a few weeks, I was just back to my regular positive self. And it was just that quick of a turnaround. So this was something really, really small that I did. And I thought more about how this was also the situation in my friendships. Because, especially because of the pandemic, we've obviously been able to rethink our relationships and who we spend time Zooming and video conferencing and whatever we do FaceTime with. And who we think that maybe this pandemic has pulled us apart a little bit further. And I realized that with the people that I was closest to, I wanted to feel inspired and I wanted to inspire them and I wanted to have our conversations be more positive and less morbid and just less focused on the fact that the world maybe isn't quite where we want it to be right now and think more about things that we're doing to better ourselves and others, which included personal finance. So what I started doing with these friendships is that I attempted to pivot them. And where I was successful are the friendships that are doing the best today. And the ones that I found were not helpful and were not aligned with my goals and aspirations, and they weren't mutually helpful to both of us, they've kind of dwindled a bit because I realized if it's not growing me as a person or making me happy or making me money, I don't really think that that's what's best for me. And I don't really want that friendship or that content or that media. So by doing this, I realized that not only was my attitude positive again, but my investments were doing a lot better because I was talking to people that had different perspective and knowledge than I had. And I also was starting to have new streams of income because I was learning about new streams of income from people that I was having these conversations with. And these friendships that pivoted have really blossomed into something that we're encouraging each other mutually and we're coming up with new ideas and we're having fun because it's growing me, it's making me happy, and they're even making me money sometimes. I'm not saying 100% of the time this is what your friendships need to do. And you don't need to make every single one of your friends into this perfect friend that you want. But I just want you to consider who it is that you're surrounding yourself with and how they are growing and influencing you. And how you could change these conversations and change these things that you talk about, whether it's in person or over video chat or however you're currently having your friendship conversations, and to be able to talk about the things that you want out of a friendship, how you want to align your personal finance goals or how you want to align your life goals. Because if you're completely unaligned and you have a friend that is not as ambitious as you are and you're extremely ambitious, then that does kind of hold you back. And I want to talk about that, another personal example of exactly how I can illustrate this. I went to a high school where I had pretty much every excuse not to do well in life. This high school was just about 450 students, I believe. And 1/3 of those students were considered severely disabled in some way, whether it was a learning disability, a physical disability, an intellectual development, some sort of something. There was 1/3. So think like 150 students out of 450, which put a tremendous amount of strain on the resources of the school. It was a public school, very underfunded, overcrowded classrooms. Sometimes we were two people on a desk. And I was a bit of a slacker and I was able to get away with it. I had friends who went home and studied and did homework, and I was able to get similar grades to them without having to do that because the resources weren't necessarily there all the time. So nothing against my high school, but really I'm trying to explain that I did have a lot of factors that were limiting me and potentially a roadblock. But by having the right friends, actually going all the way back, not really sure how I picked the right people when I was 5 years old, but I'm still friends with many of the people I had in kindergarten. And these people that I had surrounded myself helped grow and stimulate me intellectually repeatedly throughout my life. And these people were not exactly like me. I was a slacker, procrastinator. They worked very, very hard. They had big ambitions and they had career aspirations. And I was not always 100% on track to be the best version of myself, but my friends constantly motivated me, not even just by saying like, go Stephanie, go, but just the fact that all my friends worked hard made me work hard. And I honestly have to say I am who I am today because of how hardworking and how motivational my friends were, even without necessarily meaning to do so. So even though I made these friends before I was even conscious of the impact that they would have on me, a lot of them didn't go to the same school as me. Some of them did, and we were in similar situations. We lived in similar neighborhoods, and we weren't exactly conscious enough to have conversations about what we wanted to do in life. But just at the time, when you're younger, you tend to be quite similar to your friends. So if you think of like the different groups that were in high school and you think of where they are now, those different groups tend to be in the same kind of places in life, or at least from what I can think of in my own experience. So these were people that really helped me be the best version of myself. They hustled, and that made me hustle because hustle attracts hustle. Laziness attracts laziness, all these different things. And that's how I could see how these five friends that were closest to me were the ones that were constantly motivating me. So when I think of all these friends that I had growing up and the impact that they had on me then, I think about the people that have an impact on me now, because now I'm later in life, I'm working, and I have different jobs from all of my friends. My friends have very different careers, but they also have the same kind of ambition to move forward and to grow and to work hard and constantly do new things for themselves, like get new investments and to get new certifications or degrees and all these different kinds of things. And these are the friends that I continue to surround myself with. And the friendships that I felt didn't necessarily always motivate me were the friendships that maybe kind of got left behind, because if I wasn't able to have them work for me, that they were growing me, making me happy or making me money, then what are these friendships really helping me achieve? Because friends are, they say friends are the family that you choose. And obviously you want to choose people that you are aligned with. And I'm not saying this because I want all my friends to somehow generate income for me. What I'm saying is that we will all have similar ambitions and be working and encouraging each other, whether it's consciously or subconsciously, like I had in my high school experience, that will always be uplifting and motivating us. And it might be difficult to pivot some of these relationships. You might find that maybe you never had conversations about personal finances with your five closest people. But how easy would it be to start? It could be really quite easy. It could be something as little as being in a conversation and just suddenly say, hey, do you have a TFSA? Or you could even throw my podcast in there. You could be like, hey, I've been learning more about personal finances. I've been listening to this podcast called The Finance Diaries, and maybe you should follow the page on Instagram, because there's some really cool stuff about personal finances on there. And then start talking about things from there, bringing up from time to time. And then, you know, it's like riding a bike, right? You start out and maybe it's a bit awkward and you fumble a bit, but eventually it just becomes something that you can do automatically, and it becomes something that you can't really unlearn. And that's something that you can do as you see your friendships turn into these different kinds of conversations. And maybe not all your friends are in the same goal path and career path as you are, but that doesn't mean that you don't have alignment with them, because if you're with ambitious friends and you're ambitious, then that's how you will average out. It doesn't always have to be a carbon copy of yourself. It's different friends that will motivate us and stimulate us in different ways. And this is really how you can align yourself through without really actually taking any first steps and actions for yourself, but just by surrounding yourself by the right people that you can kickstart and grow yourself into the person that you want to become. So thank you very much for tuning in to another episode. Thank you for leaving me the nice ratings and reviews that I've been seeing on Apple. And if you're listening to my podcast on something else and you leave me a rating, thank you so much. I love reading them and I really enjoy it. Please continue to do that because it helps get my podcast out to more people. And if you are not already following me on Instagram, please follow me. My @ is @ The Finance Diaries. I also have a blog on my website. You can also follow me on TikTok. I have a page on Facebook, and you can pretty much reach me anywhere. So thank you for coming by, and until next time.